Why are police photographing our license plates?
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Welcome to the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcello Rolando. The mission of the Reasonable Voice is to connect the dots between politics and finance, the need for better and more affordable education, our humanity, world peace, and of course, the arts, which we then gladly provide our listeners, the voting public, as informative food for thought to provoke their self-determination and appetite for equal opportunity. The Reasonable Voices are advocates prioritizing education, preserving our history, leading by example for a peaceful and prosperous world by evoking and embracing the creative artist and political unity as solutions to our challenges. My guest today is filmmaker, actress, and speaker Cassidy McMillan. She is the director, producer, and writer of Bullies and Friends. Hello, Cassidy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
I'm absolutely always glad to get updates from you. I know you're out there speaking in various public events and occasions to make people aware that bullying indeed is a problem. What's happening out there in California? There's a mayor that asked you to be involved?
Yes, the mayor pro tem of Rancho Santa Margarita, he is putting forward a bullying prevention initiative where he would like the city to address the growing epidemic of bullying in our schools and communities. And so he put forward an initiative for the city council to vote on, and it was a bit controversial for whatever reasons. And so a lot of the public came out, of course, the news media and all that. And he asked me if I would speak in support of his initiative, which I fully am supportive of.
Sure.
And so I did. I came out and spoke in favor of it, as well as I showed a clip from my documentary film, Bullies and Friends, and spoke about the statistics that the Centers for Disease Control have stated, which is that bullying among school-aged children is a major public health problem, as well as the correlation between teenage suicides and bullying, and the tragic statistic that right now suicide is the third leading cause of death among children ages 10 and up.
It's incredibly disturbing. And, you know, for those who may not have heard us talk before, give us some sort of abbreviated version of what Bullies and Friends is about. I mean, what's based on is what I'm after.
Right. Bullies and Friends, while it focuses on bullying and youth suicide prevention, it does so through telling the story of a 14-year-old girl, a true story,
yes,
of a 14-year-old girl who, after being bullied and threatened with death by three girls at her high school, committed suicide by hanging herself in her bedroom with her dog's leash. Mm. And in her suicide notes, she named the three girls that were tormenting her. And the incident led to the precedent-setting court case in North America, where for the first time, teens were made to stand trial for bullying, as all three of these girls were made to face charges.
Yes. So you've been both making the film and pursuing in educating the public about bullying and bully side for how long now?
It's been several years now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm primarily an actress, you know, with the Screen Actors Guild and all that. But when I saw the story on an episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show, I just felt compelled to take action.
Yes.
And I just couldn't sit by while more children were killing themselves because of bullying. This is preventable. Things can be done. And so from there, I just sort of put my acting aside and went ahead and filmed the documentary, directed, produced it, and as well as I'm writing a screenplay, well, it's written about the true story, which we're looking to develop into a feature film.
Mm-hmm. I know quite a bit has happened since we last talked. I mean, you did have had just gotten a distributor when we last talked, but but that's just sort of, while that's wonderful, and congratulations again on that, that really is just the beginning for the person wearing the, when you put on your producer hat, there's still lots more to do. Even when one has a distributor, there are upfront costs. What are they, and how are things going for you on that level at this stage of the game?
A misconception people have is when a distribution company selects your film for release, that the distributor pays for everything and paid you upfront, mm-hmm. and that is not the case.
Not at all.
Not at all. The film has to cover all of the upfront pre-distribution costs, of which there are many, and they're costly, including closed captioning requirements, which, you know, from speaking to the companies that do that, for them to do that for the film, that can cost anywhere up to $20,000. Errors and omissions insurance that all films have to have. Again, that can range from the low thousands up to $6,000. Mm. And final sound mixing, color correction, you know, going into studios
sure.
and doing that, final editing and credits and all of that, it just, you know, all told, it can come to anywhere around about $100,000, $200,000 and more. You know, and then when you get into DVD preparation and all of that, it's even more than that.
Yeah.
You know, in addition to all the regular monthly film production costs of keeping an operation going and overhead and all of that.
And an acting career going, too.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me, I know you've put a lot of your own money in this. You've told us before that after your mom passed away, you, instead of keeping the home she left you, you sold it to finance, at least as far as it could, this entire project. That's quite a self-sacrifice in itself. But since then, your time and energy and focus has certainly been... Well, just the clock hours alone. I imagine you're up most nights until the wee hours trying to put this all together. Still, you are further down the road, closer to production than many independent films and documentary producers get, and yet it's still a 24/7 job, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you might see what some of, you know, my emails when we've corresponded, you know, they might come in at 1 a.m. or 2
yes.
a.m. So, you know, definitely, because as the director and the producer, it's up to me to keep it going, and that's just the responsibility of the director. And yes, it's definitely been quite a haul, but, you know, in the end, it's worth it, especially at preview screenings when schools have requested the film while we've still been in production, and mm-hmm. we've done preview screenings, and kids have come up afterward and said, you know what, I was seriously thinking about suicide, mm-hmm. but now after seeing your film, I see the devastation, you know, my death would cause, what would happen to my family and friends, and so now I'm going to go get help instead. And so to me, you know, you can't put a price on that.
Yes.
And, you know, like you said, it's true. You know, it's when my mom died, and the thing is, she and I had bought that house together after my father passed away. And, you know, she knew about the film upcoming that I wanted to do it. She knew the story, and she, too, was an advocate for issues and kids and all that. So I just took a leap of faith and said, well, if I'm going to finance this film, this is what has to be done, because as we know, crowdfunding and fundraising is so hit or miss, and I was like, this is too important. So
yes.
kind of took a leap of faith with the universe and all that, and did sell the house, which was mortgage-free, mm-hmm. and that I had also worked by, and but yeah, so right now we're just trying to look for the final amount of funding for all the pre-distribution costs. And,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, you know, we're very glad the film's been selected for distribution. Only a small percentage of independent films do,
yeah.
and that they want it for worldwide release. But yeah, we just need to get past this final mountain of pre-distribution costs.
Now, you have a company in L.A. who's willing to give you a lower cost, but it's still an expensive process, this pre-distribution cost, yes?
Yes, definitely. We're thrilled that they came in from just hearing word of mouth and other interviews I've been doing in your shows. Mm. And so they came in and said, yeah, we'll, you know, help with color correction. We think we can do the closed captioning as well, and we'll do the final sound for a lower rate, which will save us definite money, but still you know, will be a cost, but we're very grateful for them to step up and come forward and offer that. So we're hoping more companies will step forward, and as well as we're looking for corporate sponsors, companies that want to advertise with the film, you know, and be official sponsors of the film. And all of that will be a tremendous help, as well as it will be great publicity and marketing for those companies or individuals, you know, to show their customers and clients that they support bullying prevention, which is obviously a very important cause, and youth suicide prevention. So we're, you know, starting to reach out now to get those corporate sponsors to come on board with the film.
And with these corporate sponsors, I know you call them brand partners sometimes, these companies, they can buy advertising for their company with the film, and they'll be featured on the website and what other social media outlets? Where is their advertising placed?
Right. Depending on their sponsorship level, well, first of all, the website, absolutely, and then they'll be featured in all of our social media, our Twitter pages, Facebook, as well as all of our ambassadors, including yourself, and all of their reach and all of that, which all told, we have, you know, about 100,000 followers. In addition to that, some films, some brand partners can potentially, you know, be in the film. There's potential for product placement opportunities within the film itself, as well as with the film's events, you know, so when we do red carpet screenings and all of that, their logo, their company will be prominently featured. Their products can be featured at our events, as we'll be doing, you know, national and potentially international school tours with the film, as, you know, schools from over 15 countries now have requested the film. So it'll definitely be a good marketplace for these companies to get out there and show their support and show off their companies and their product and their brand, because obviously our demographic market, you know, is families and kids and schools, educators, as well as law enforcement and government leaders, like what we're talking about, you know, the ones that have reached out to me to speak on behalf of government initiatives and all of that regarding bullying.
How does a company, or an individual for that matter, who wants to advertise with Bullies and Friends, how do they get in touch with you for that specific purpose? Is there a link on the website that says, donate here?
Right. Actually, yes. On the film's website, bulliesandfriends.com, we have there right on the homepage where people, companies can individually donate right there through your PayPal system that we worked out with PayPal. And as well as we have the information right there on the homepage for corporate sponsors, brand partnerships, product placement. It's right there. Our email address, which I'll say here, but it's on the website too. The email address is info@bulliesandfriends.com.
Okay.
So very easy to know.
Is there a, I know depending on, as you've said, depending on the amount that is donated, is there like a scale you have that they should follow, or those who wish to advertise?
With the companies, you know, once they request more information, we have sponsorship kits, packets that we can email them, and they can choose which donation level they want, which sponsorship level they want. And for each level, you know, we tell them all of the perks and things that they get with helping the film, as well as we can custom make, you know, different levels as well. You know, if a company says, oh, we'd like to do this, or a car company says, we'd like to be your official car, you know, when you tour the United States with the film. You know, so different things can be packaged according to the company's needs as well. You know, like, who are you trying, you know, to reach?
Exactly.
You know, parents, families, or, you know, more government leaders, or, you know, what their demographic, because the film applies to so many. I mean, whether an adult, teenager, a child who's 10 years old, you know, someone who's 80, all of these people have previewed the film, and it's affected everybody, you know, that, has been affected by bullying, whether as a kid or in their adult life.
Yes, exactly. And most of us have been, one way or the other. And as you say, too often these days, with the help of the internet, bullying isn't just in the classroom or on the playground field anymore. You go home and you get on the internet, and your teenager or whatever, alone in their bedroom on the internet, and they can be bullied in a way that they find so devastating that the worst can happen and has.
Right.
I'm wondering, your film is slated for release. And,
right.
And tell us, what exactly does that mean? Especially as it
right.
may appeal to people who wish to be a corporate or individual advertisers.
Right. What's great about this distribution company is, well, first of all, we had several offers from different companies.
Mm-hmm.
But with distributors, some only release on DVD.
Uh-huh.
Some only do digital release. Some just want TV and digital. Well, this distributor is a global one that wants to do worldwide release with a, first of all, television broadcast.
Mm.
You know, so be on TV, premiering on whatever network, you know, it's worked out with.
Yes.
And then following that digital release, so then, you know, we're talking Netflix, iTunes, Hulu, Xbox, all of that, and then after that, then of course, release to home video DVD.
Mm.
So, you know, you're getting all three components of the TV broadcast, then the digital release, streaming, and then the DVD. So that's why we are deciding to go at this distribution company,
mm-hmm.
Because they do have the worldwide release as well, whereas some distribution companies are only partial, but this one will be covering it globally.
Fantastic. We're going to take a short break now, but when we come back, Cassidy, I wonder if, I know not only from you, but from my other research, that there are many, many schools and school administrations and, you know, state and local governments that are beginning to see the value of this kind of preventive education that your documentary film, Bullies and Friends, provides, and that you're being asked to speak and show the film and tour the nation and all that. But when we come back, I'd like to talk briefly, at least, about some of the resistance, that there are people and institutions that really don't get that bullying is indeed not only a tragedy, but a tremendous challenge for us. But we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back with my guest, Cassidy McMillan, filmmaker, actress, and speaker, director, producer, and writer of Bullies and Friends. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Should we call your attention to a film that has already gained considerable cult following? You betcha. That is, if it's a true indie that captures the sense of a generation better than any other of its time. Garden State is a classic for just that reason. It is a sensitive allegory of the coming of age of Gen Xers, who are often characterized as the privileged, overprotected generation. Andrew Largeman, played by writer-director Zach Braff himself, returns to his hometown to attend his mother's funeral. He decides to stop taking the mind-numbing medications his psychiatrist father had prescribed to protect him from the pain and guilt related to causing his mother's paralysis. Andrew re-engages with life after meeting the charming Sam, a perfectly cast young Natalie Portman. Despite her own epileptic condition, Sam is an able guide toward the understanding that life includes not only pain, but joy and everything in between. There is a classic moment where those on this journey shout into an abyss, "I will not back down. I will not hide. I will face my fears." Now, enjoy exploring your own infinite abyss. Garden State, a modern classic, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Welcome back to The Reasonable Voice, Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcello Rolando. My guest today, filmmaker Cassidy McMillan. And as we left the last time, I was asking Cassidy, tell us some of the hurdles, some of the roadblocks you're still running into for people who don't get that bullying is a problem.
Some people, you can kind of see it online and things when there's a news article about bullying or perhaps another child who's taken their life due to bullying. And they'll say, oh, well, maybe they had serious issues before that.
Mm.
And while, you know, mental health does play a part, the fact is bullying affects affects mental health. So it's creating that depression and suicidal thoughts when some of the bullying is kids saying online to one another, oh, you should kill yourself, you should die, no one likes you, you shouldn't live anymore. I mean, imagine working all day with people you don't like, and then you come home and they're torturing you this way on the internet as well and sending you emails saying these things. You know, it's criminal harassment. So, yeah, it's with some of the public, they go, oh, well, bullying is a rite of passage, or I was picked on as a kid and I got through it. They need to toughen up. Well, you know, another misconception is that targets of bullying are somehow weak or small or something, and that's not the case. I mean, big, strong, fit, you know, football players have committed suicide due to bullying, you know, kids in high school. The fact, like we talked about earlier, with the internet and all that, it's 24/7 harassment and threats and torture. So, you know, these kids are being maligned all of this time, and it's more than just going to school and having to put up with it potentially 9, maybe 10 hours a day.
Yes.
With some of these people that said, oh, I went through it. Well, you know, they only had to go 5 days a week and be harassed, which is bad enough.
Yes.
One day is bad enough, but they then didn't come home to that and receive an onslaught, like you said, on their cell phone,
exactly,
on the internet and all of that. I mean, back in the day with, you know, some of these people, right, the only way to reach another kid at home, for a kid to reach another kid, was what? They had to call the home number and they had to go through the parents.
Yes.
And, right, so that didn't work as far as bullying. So, but with today, their target is accessible 24/7.
Yes.
And if they don't email their target of bullying and whatnot, then they'll go ahead and post malicious things about them online on different sites and all of that. So it's definitely taken on a different component of stalking and harassment.
Yes, and we have proof of that. We have not only your court case, but it's all over the news. So for people to bury their head in the sand about bullying, as it has become with the 21st century digital age, you carry around the conduit for bullying on your person all the time. Anyway, let's shift to some of the more positive aspects, and that is you are about to launch another fundraiser campaign on the film's website. And I know you use PayPal, and there's some great incentives, and people who can wake up to the seriousness of this and be a part of the solution. This is a major change affecting all ages. You know, in the workplace, in the military, there's corporate bullying. There are even police bullies. But what I love about Cassidy McMillan is she has gone to the beginning. In the elementary school, middle schools, high school, and tried to get governments and school administrators and teachers, as well as students, both the bullies and the people who are bullied, to understand what it's all about and how it can be addressed in a way that everyone comes out a winner. They come out renewed. They come out understanding that this is not an essential part of life. We can live differently with each other. Okay. All that to say, I know you've done a fundraiser before, but this one is newer and better and greater and all that, because you've got quite some incentive gift perks, yes?
Yes, we're fortunate that different people, like I said, are stepping forward. We'll have different gifts with this crowdfunding campaign. So for those that don't know what crowdfunding is, it's essentially fundraising. But with this, it's just, we're talking about the global community, being the crowd comes forward to help fund a project, a cause like this film. And for each donation level, you will get a gift perk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether you're donating $10 or whatnot, there's different perks you can get that are listed at every level. And yeah, some of the great perks we have include autographed scripts from celebrities, including the fabulous Emmy Award-winning actress Crystal Chappell. You know, she's from Guiding Light,
yes.
Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives. And Crystal went ahead, and she had other soap opera stars like P. Peter Reckle and all that go ahead and sign this script. So we have like a script with 14, 15 different soap opera stars' signatures on that that people can bid for. So it's one of a kind, and an additional script as well that she signed. And we're just so thankful to Crystal for caring about the film and our cause and our work that we're doing. And as well as, you know, we'll have films, t-shirts, and schools can go ahead and purchase Skype sessions for their school with me, where, you know, I'll do a Skype session to fit their needs, whether an hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours, whatever they need, to kind of do a town hall on bullying, as well as organizations can also do that. There'll also be opportunities to, you know, have me come out to locations, to schools or events for bullying prevention and all of that, in addition to, like I said, you know, films, merchandise, and we'll be getting additional signed items from celebrities and all of that, and just different gifts that we'll be putting up there. And it will be a continual crowdfunding campaign and ongoing once we launch in probably a few weeks, directly on the film's website at bulliesandfriends.com. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, it'll be really great, and people can have the opportunity to, you know, to get some really great gift perks as well as helping a cause. And of course, people can also just individually donate as well. And some people are like, hey, I don't, you know, necessarily want a gift, I just want to donate and help. And other people have come on board as well to help with the production, and whether it's music composing or, you know, these different sound places. And Warner Brothers, Chapel Records, and the multi-platinum band Simple Plan, their rock band, donated one of their hit songs to the film.
Wow.
So for free, I mean, and that's basically unheard of in the film and music industry.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful to the executives I work with at Warner Chapel Music and with the hit rock band Simple Plan. Like, they're multi-platinum, and just really grateful that they donated their hit song, I'm Just a Kid, to our film.
You know, what this says to me, all of these people, I wish I was still on soaps or people whose autographs I could get for you. I'll see what I can to see if I can track down some old buddies from those days. But no. But what this tells me, and should tell us all, that with these people who are coming forward, everything from your global distributor to the L.A. company that's willing to, you know, offer their services for low price, so to speak, comparatively anyway. What it says, and to the the song being dedicated, it says to me and to all listening, I would hope, that there is so much value in your documentary Bullies and Friends, that these people see that it can make a change, a positive change, in the lives of young people and their families, because everyone certainly suffers when their children suffer, that they want to help you with these kinds of donations and want to tell their friends. I'm certainly one who tells everybody I know about you and Bullies and Friends. As I say, I think it attacks the problem and the challenges at its inception, when we are most young, when both the receiver of such behavior and the one who's giving it at such a young age. I think that's vital, because it makes it, bullying is something that has to be, oh, it's a good way of putting it, bred out of us. We need to experience it as a different reality, a different truth, a different experience when we're young, so that we grow up understanding that this is not the way to behave, to mistreat our fellow human beings, whether it's, you know, in the middle of a sports event on the tube and guys are drunk and they beat their wives. All of that comes from the beginning, which is, you know, we don't just suddenly, I don't think anyway, I don't think we just suddenly wake up at 40 years old or 50 years old and are a bully boss or a policeman that's too rough with someone's being arrested or an administrator, whether. I think these kinds of things start much earlier, but they've been traditionally, historically ignored. As you say, people still say, it's just something you have to go through. Well, what you are doing is saying, saying, look at that person in elementary school and middle school and high school, and show them they are not alone. Number one, that's what Bullies and Friends says. Look, you're not alone. Even when you think you are in your bedroom and on the internet and mom and dad are downstairs and you're too afraid to tell them, you're not alone when you see Bullies and Friends, because it tells you, it shows you in the characters and in this true-to-life based story. I know I'm going on and on, but I just, Cassidy, every time we talk, I feel like, I know it's a long haul for you and it's hard work, but I think more and more people are seeing what's available, like this whole school Skype sessions. Tell us more about that. I mean, that is fantastic, but tell us, how does school Skype sessions work? And you are the person they'll be talking to on the computers?
Right, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, it can be, they can have a huge screen in the gymnasium, or it can be in a classroom setting on, you know, a smaller computer screen or a larger LCD or whatever it is. And, yeah, so just from their location, you know, their teacher, their principal, whoever, goes online onto their Skype account. And I'm here in California on my Skype account. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, it's interacting with the students, as well as, you know, obviously the teachers and administrators and all of that. And so it's really as easy as that. As long as they have the internet and a computer, we're set to go. And again, it can be tailored to, you know, whether it's elementary schools to discuss bullying, as far as what is bullying,
mm-hmm.
you know, because some kids are bullying and like, well, does that mean when you call someone a name? Yes. Does that mean when you knock someone to the ground or punch them? Yes. Because obviously bullying is mental, physical, emotional abuse. But yeah, so it can be set up with schools. It can also be set up with community leaders, whether it's Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, or parenting organizations. You know, say it's a group of parents and they're like, we would like a discussion on bullying, as well as what we can do if our child is being bullied, or if my child is the one doing the bullying.
Mm.
And what can I do if a school doesn't respond to my complaint that my son or daughter is being bullied?
Yes.
You know, so all of these things I cover, whether at conferences or summit or schools, when I speak on bullying, because there's just so many different facets to it. And again, so it can be tailor-made for whatever the school or organization or university, you know, whatever they need.
Or city council. Yeah.
Right, a city council. It could be a teachers association, and, you know, they would like some advice on what they can do in the classroom and warning signs that they can look for if someone's a bully or if someone is being the target of that. Because I also focus as well on that there needs to be counseling for both the child that's doing the bullying.
Yes.
Because very often they could be getting bullied at home or being abused, or, you know, some children are just, could possibly be more sociopathic, as some humans are. And but in any event, you know, but it's not just to say, oh, you're a bully, and put them to the side. I mean, they're you know, we need to get to the root issue of what's going on and get them the assistance that they need to stop the cycle of violence and bullying. And then, of course, you know, to get assistance for the target and make sure that they're safe and that they no longer have to be confronted by the bully or any of that.
That was exactly my next question. This isn't a one-sided treatment, Bullies and Friends, hence the title. It's a fantastic title. But it isn't just the target. It isn't just the person who is being bullied, although our concern is primarily there to reach out and protect and make certain they feel that they have adults they can depend on. But this movie and you and this entire campaign is to recognize that the bully also has a problem, and to reach out to the bully and see where mending and healing can take place so that everybody is protected from this situation. Tell us a story, an experience of a bully that was turned around by this film.
Well, one of the girls in the film herself was one of the girls made to stand trial for bullying. And just from doing the interview for the film with me, with us, the crew, you know, she kind of learned through telling her own story, she kind of saw in front of her the actions that she made that were part of the reason this other young girl killed herself and, you know, named the girl on the suicide note. You know, so she's turned herself around and dedicated herself to tell others to stop bullying and has accepted her responsibility and role in what happened. And so she gives direct advice to kids in the film. So coming directly from her of what they can do to stop bullying. Other examples are at screenings that we've done, preview screenings that kids have come up after and said, you know, I didn't even know what I was doing was bullying. Like, I thought I was teasing them or picking on them, or I thought it was just a joke, or I was joking around every day by writing bad things about them or posting stuff on the internet. Then they saw the effects it can have. And so, you know, that's a direct result. As well as I've had adults, I literally had, like, this gentleman, I don't even know, maybe, I think he said he was in his late 70s or something when he came up and talked to me, and he said that, I mean, he was in tears, and he said, you know, from seeing this film, he goes, I now realize that I was a bully.
Wow.
He goes, but, you know, yeah, I didn't have the tools to deal with it then or to recognize, you know, what was going on.
Wow, that in itself, gee, Cassidy, that is such a testimony. Listen, I know you're seeking more items and products from companies and celebrities. Tell us a bit about that. We do have to run, but tell us how we can donate directly on the film's homepage.
Right. Again, people can donate with a credit card, you know, whether it's credit, debit, directly through PayPal Secure Systems on our homepage at bulliesandfriends.com. Just click the Donate Now button in that section on the homepage. And to donate gift items or come forward with sponsorships, any of that, just email us at info@bulliesandfriends.com. And again, all the information is on the website.
And any amount is welcomed. Even a dollar
can help. Even a dollar. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Every dollar counts.
Absolutely. Well, Cassidy McMillan, filmmaker, actress, and speaker on behalf of those who are being bullied, especially at a younger age. Cassidy McMillan, the director, producer, and writer of Bullies and Friends, a documentary film that is slated for release. We hope everyone listening will visit her website and email them your support, your stories, your help. This is an most amazing cause. And she's been right out at spearheading it. Cassidy, thank you so very much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me on to discuss the topic. I appreciate it.
Well, all the best to you. You know I mean that. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us as we'll be right back with a final comment from The Reasonable Voice.
And now, another film rental discovery.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. We often glimpse on TV a piece of a film we remember fondly from the past that's so good we have to go back and rent it again. Such a film is Gillian Armstrong's My Brilliant Career. Upon graduation from film school, Armstrong became Australia's first major female director and completed her best-known feature film just 2 years later in 1979. My Brilliant Career also launched the careers of its two young leads, Judy Davis and Sam Neill. As if their presence weren't enough, there is the beautiful mood-setting music of Robert Schumann's Scenes from Childhood. This charming little film tells of fiery young Sibylla Melvin growing up on a cash-strapped farm in the outback of Australia. Determined to be a successful writer, she must decide if pursuing her brilliant career is worth the price of losing both the love of her life and her future security. The film is based on the first novel of Miles Franklin, one of Australia's most popular writers. It was published in 1901 when she was only 21 and is said to be largely autobiographical. What a rare combination of convention-defying feminine talent. Franklin, her surrogate Sibylla, Gillian Armstrong, and a young, unknown Judy Davis, all refusing to allow expectations to limit their considerable talents. My Brilliant Career. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Hello, I'm Marcello Rolando, here with my pets and pet peeves, hoping you'll join me in a wake-up cup of coffee. Our anger and fear breed the bullies in our lives. Maybe we don't still need a Lincoln, but waving the Constitution while wrapped in Old Glory without becoming the embodiment of his and the words of Jefferson, FDR, John Kennedy, Martin Luther King, or even a well-meaning Obama on a good day breeds a pretend America. As a people, we do tend to celebrate the ridiculous more than we emulate the sublime. It's all in the marketing, and still our uniting divider, injustice under corporatism's conservative political wind-up, inaction toy politicians, afraid and angry over what brown and black might do to old red, white, and blue. We laud and applaud the superficial and largely Americanized, for maximum patriotic effect, Argo. But beyond a nod to the immense power of Daniel Day-Lewis and production design, we ignore Spielberg's Lincoln. Rooted in gravity, we nonetheless kneel at the altar of tortured history in 12 Years a Slave, turning away from current reality. Inequality of opportunity and freedom to vote for all Americans is the anti-American perennial embedding its roots in the police state of Fruitvale Station. Too many of us voice anger when, where, and at what we're directed, being herded by bullies of greed, instilling fears that others will get or take what we've got. We hate who we are and settle for less than we could be. Coal ash or any environmental pollution is not just the result of companies producing and releasing toxic chemicals and oil into our water, nor just the responsibility of the CDC, EPA, or solely the fault of our corporate bullied politicians. For more than a decade, the people of General Motors knew they were making cars that killed people. Yet federal safety people passed them on to our highway system, with corporate-owned media people enraptured by preaching rapture for profit people, green flushed people driving to re-elect people who thrive on how well their greed breeds the fear and anger vote of we the people. And still we play pet Dino, jumping for a bone from Wall Street Flintstones, ignoring that our greatest dinosaurs of hate, economic inequality, sexism, Jim Crow laws, and bullying are alive and well, ensconced in the classroom, schoolyard, and Congress by mental fossils reenacting a revised past. Repressing any American for differing beliefs, preferences, or appearance depresses America's potential, and it is bullying. Insisting ours is the only way, generations steeped in deaf, dumb, and blind to the best future for all re-elect our past. Why do we continue to deny that united, reasonable voices can build a bridge even Chris Christie can't block? Championing America's almighty iron fist, our military-industrial complex, instead of dialogue, debate, and reason, Republicans empower KGB Putin, demean Obamacare, and cut food stamps and unemployment benefits. Why do they do that? Believing in He-Man propaganda, we elect K Street puppets, then working for their puppeteers, we sacrifice our political, mental, financial, and physical health on the altar of bully pollution. Electing those whose beliefs are manufactured to manipulate our vote while selling us toxic waste is why life's bully bosses think tomorrow is promised them to do that voodoo that they do so well. So before another year of Guantanamo and secret CIA black site torture chambers, what are we going to do about why we did it?
Thank you for continuing to listen to, support, and most of all, share the Reasonable Voice Blog Talk Radio with your friends both on and offline. In response to your emails, we are now accepting new company and business advertisers and welcoming organizations seeking to be one of our sponsors. To apply, please email us at thereasonablevoice@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today and every day, and recommending us to all your friends, both online and offline. And please download our downloadable podcasts. I am Marcello Rolando, the Reasonable Voice, hoping you will become one of the reasonable voices heard round the world.